And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 2nd edition. Coming at you early on the Friday morning to get you going for the weekend, the final slate before you head into a holiday three-day weekend. 13 games on top for you guys. You guys had a good Thursday, lots of college football, had some crazy baseball. Spencer Strider was nuts. I was in the Discord talking up the slates. Didn't do a podcast because there are four just kind of dumb slate, or two four-game slates. So I took the day off. Talked about it in the Discord. We're back with you here. Just so you guys know, I will not be doing a show on Sunday evening. I'll be out of town, so I won't be able to do that. I'll be back with you guys Monday night for your Tuesday slate preview. So no Monday show for the holiday. I will be out of town, so now you guys know ahead of time. Sorry. But if you have any other questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric, or join us in the Free Fantasy Degens Discord, where we'll be able to get stuff done in there and have some fun as always, talking up all sports. College football, like I said, is back. We love playing that there as well. If you give the podcast a rate, review on iTunes and Spotify, I truly would appreciate it. And if you're watching on the old YouTube there, give it a thumbs up, subscribe, make a comment, all that good stuff. That would help a ton as well. All right, 13 games for you on this Friday. Let's get it going. Your totals on the slate: A's, Orioles, 8. Yankees, Rays, 7.5. Rangers, Red Sox, 9.5. That was 10 last night. Mariners, Guardians, 7.5. Nationals, Mets, 8. Royals, 10.5. Marlins, Braves, 7. Twins, 8. Cubs, Cardinals, 8. Astros, Angels, 8.5. Brewers, Diamondbacks, 8.5. Padres, Dodgers, 8. Phillies, Giants, 7.5. Lots of fun stuff here. We got some pretty decent pitching, actually, on this slate, which is fun to see. I also expect a lot more offense than some of those totals give, especially on the West Coast, where it's going to be very, very warm 4 or 5 days. So the ball's going to be flying out of the ballpark, especially the day games over the weekend. So keep that in mind when you're playing some weekend DFS. But let's get into the pitching on this slate. It'll be a loaded one. You got Sandy Alcantara at the Atlanta Braves, $10,300. The Sandy man has been amazing. 40 points in his last starting after a hiccup against the Dodgers. He's just been great. He's probably your NL Cy Young Award winner. The ERA is phenomenal. He's given you usually 6-plus, if not 7-plus innings every start, getting you strikeouts of late. Dude's a beast, but he does go up against the Atlanta Braves. I'll put that caveat out there. It is a Braves, you know, strikes out nearly 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching since August 1st with a 259 average, 183 ISO, and a 110 WRC+. So they hit for average. They got some pop versus righties. They also strike out a ton. Pick your poison. Makes Alcantara a very good tournament play. Not a cash game play for me, but a good tournament play because we know the ceiling that Alcantara can have. Just know it's a tough matchup, and if they run into a couple home runs, then goes dynamite at $10,300. I love Dustin May today, but I don't love Dustin May at $10,100. Because he's just going to be limited. He, you know, 86 pitches last time, which is great. So he's almost ramped up to 90. You know, he'll probably get up to 90, 95 pitches today, which is awesome. It's a Padres team struggling of late, but I'm not looking for Dustin May because if he scuffles at all, he won't go deep enough in the game, and then we're in trouble yet again. So I'll pass on that scenario. I'd rather $9,900 for Luis Castillo at the Cleveland Indians, coming off 6 innings, 110K against the Indians, our Guardians, his last time out. I apologize. He has 7 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts. He's been outstanding in those 4 starts, 20-plus DK points. The only caveat is Cleveland strikes at only 17% of the time versus righties over the past, since August 1st. But again, like we just said, you have Castillo who just struck him out 10 times last time they faced. So I got no problem rolling Castillo out there at $9,900 if you're going up this high. You got Darvish at 98, not looking to fade the Dodgers. Still make a good tournament play, but I'd pass. Some of your better plays, though, might be down here. Charlie Morton at $9,300 at home against the Miami Marlins is a very, very nice spot to take a peek at. Scuffled against St. Louis his last time out, but he's usually good for 5-6-plus innings regularly. He'll give up some runs from time to time, but he also gets a ton of strikeouts, which racked up the DK points. Look what Shane Bieber did. Shane got 3 early runs and still struck out 10, got you like 25, 26 points. Charlie Morton can do that, and he's been doing that. And he's got a great matchup versus the Miami Marlins, a team striking out 22% of the time versus righties this past month, a 207 average and a 73 WRC+. So Chucky at $9,300 is good. Jomo, Jordan Montgomery up to $9,200 and worth every penny. Yeah, he's coming off a rough one against Atlanta. Again, I just said it earlier, Atlanta's a good offense. They strike out a ton, but they can get to you. Prior to that, though, filthy. He's gotten 5 or more innings, given 1 total run in the previous 4 starts. He had 7 or more Ks in the previous 3 starts. Dude, a beast since coming over to St. Louis. And now he's at home in a great pitcher's ballpark against the Chicago Cubs. He's striking out 24% of the time versus lefties this past month, hitting 215 with a 68 WRC+. So Jomo, I wrote up the daily matchups article for Baseball HQ. It's behind the paywall. I wrote that up. And he's the cover boy. He's the highest rated pitcher on the slate for HQ. Chucky Morton second. So I like Jomo quite a bit at $9,200. So yeah, if you're paying above 9K, Jomo, Morton, Castillo, I like a lot. Alvar is still 100% in play. No, it's risky. Tough matchup. Tough matchup, but still 100% in play. We've got some great pitching up top here on this one today. Lance McCullers Jr. at $8,800 is a very intriguing play, but a tournament only because like his last two starts, he's gone five innings in all three of his starts. He's only given up three total runs. Only had two Ks last start. The problem with Lance McCullers is he's gone 90 pitches his last two starts. That's great. Looks like kind of where they're capping him off for now. He's walking a ton of guys. He's got 10 walks in his 13 innings pitch since returning from the IL. That's the bugaboo. If he somehow doesn't walk, guys, the strikeouts will be there against the Angels. That's very clear-cut and concise. It's an Angels team striking out over 26% of the time over the since August 1st versus right-handed pitching. So you got that going for you. It's just a matter of can he not walk, guys. So he's not a cash game play, but at $8,800, Lance McCullers is definitely a tournament play against Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. David Peterson at $8,300 is the guy that really interests me on this one. We talked about him a lot earlier in the year. He got sent down. Injuries to the Mets starting rotation has rebirthed David Peterson, who is a strikeout machine since he changed up his pitch mix. Last three outings, five or more Ks. He had seven in his last one out, six shutout against those road Rockies, who we love to target. And he gets a fun matchup here against the Washington Nationals, a slumping Nationals team. Strikeout 25.5% of the time versus lefty since August 1st with a 2.45 average and 94 WRC plus. So David Peterson does become a cheaper option at $8,300. Definitely get behind. Sonny Gray at 81 has been getting it going of late, and the White Sox are scuffling as well. Peterson probably comes in lower rostered than Sonny Gray, but both can be there at the low 8K ranges if you choose. Nick Pivetta at $7,700, super risky. Strikeouts have been there, but so have the runs he has allowed. If he somehow limits the damage, he'll rack up Ks against the Texas Rangers team, striking out 25% of the time versus righties. So in tournaments, there's a little bit of appeal to Pivetta that I can see there. Same with Jeffrey Springs at $7,300. He's been getting it going quite well of late, going at least five innings over his last five starts. Two earned runs with less than four of those starts, and he's getting seven or two more Ks than four of those five starts. It is the Yankees. But it's a Yankees team that just got shut down by like Sandoval, Oler, a bunch of A's pitchers. Like, of course, they can go bombs over Baghdad anytime they want, but they also have scuffled a bit of late. So if you want to be creative with Jeffrey Springs at 73, you can. If you don't, totally understandable. But he's probably one of your better punt options because there ain't much below it that tickles my fancy. So right now, it's Sandy Alcantara up top if you're in tournaments, but I prefer the Castillo, Morton, Jomo range and go backwards. Jomo, Morton, Castillo. I have them in that order. Then you got the Sandy man up top, if you so choose. Lance McCullers is in play, not cash, more for tournaments. Just realize it's risky with the way he's walking, guys. Like David Peterson at 83, Sonny Gray at 81 is in play. And then Pivetta in the Springs, if you're feeling frisky at 77, 73, is where I plant my flags on this slate. All right, let's get to the bats on this 13-game banger for you at the catcher's position. JTR, keep playing him. Alex Cobb has been Alex Cobb, so the Phillies are 100% in play yet again. But if you want to save $100, Adley Rutschman versus J.P. Sears. I like J.P. Sears. Tons of pitch contact for Oakland. Baltimore, 100% in play. And Adley Rutschman's been pretty, pretty good. So be a good pay-up spot. So would Salvi Perez if the back's holding up. Going below 5K, though, Sean Murphy's been fuego. He's $4,600 versus Kramer. So you can go that direction if you so choose. Cheaper options going below 4K now. Cal Raleigh in tournaments at 37. He's always got that tournament upside. Please sack with a lot of pitch contact. Jonah Heim, good value at $3,600. Texas Boston stack was a big time stack. I loved last night, worked well. I'll go right back to well with Pivetta and our buddy Dallas Keuchel pitching tonight. So Jonah Heim at $3,600 is a good tournament play in that matchup. Also, Shea Langeliers against Kramer at $3,300. Not too shabby, just tournament only though. But Omar Narvaez at 32 actually has a little cash game appeal. If you want to go boom or bust, Eric Haas versus Daniel Lynch. We love Eric Haas versus lefties. His power versus lefties. He's $3,300. That's a decent power play. Gary Sanchez and Twins. But I like that Eric Haas there for tournaments at $3,300. And then when you go below 3K now on a big slate, there's going to be a ton of dudes that pop up. But at this moment, I don't see any that stand. Reese McGuire, if he somehow gets a start for Boston, he's $2,300 for Dallas Keuchel. Like anybody versus Keuchel at that price tag has my at least that he enters the conversation, enters the chat, as they used to say for those that remember what I'm talking about there. So keep it on. First base position for you, Goldie against Sampson's great. St. Louis is a phenomenal stack against Sampson at 6,500. But we can go down a little bit. You got Pete Alonso, via Gray. Gray can get strikeouts. A ton of home runs. We talked about him on bench with Jamie on Wednesday. Pete Alonso's $5,500 versus Josiah Gray. Uses pieces if you want in that matchup. If you are fading Peterson, Meneses of Washington, first base out of $4,500, the right-handed guy with pop. But Christian Walker is a good tournament play at $4,300. Eric Lauer's been good. Eric Lauer has scuffled from time to time, and Christian Walker has been in beast mode this year. So $4,300 for Christian Walker is pretty pleasant over Zach Davies. Zach Davies, Telez a bit of a funk, but I could see that. Honestly, Jose Abreu, like, I like what Steve Gray's been doing. I wrote about him in the matchups article. His last, like, six or seven starts been really, really good. The Sonny y'all hoped we'd see, we're seeing right now. And it's hard to want to fade him on a 13-game slate. But Abreu at 4K is a good value if you're into that kind of thing. Going down below, though, Nathaniel Lowe, still too cheap. Put up 12 points last night. $3,900 for Nick Pivetta. Sign me up. That is a great price point for this matchup. Andrew Vaughn, if you are fading Gray, $3,500 deep on Thursday. He's just an awesome player. Same as Jose Miranda, who does not have third base eligibility anymore. He's only first base, so we have to make that decision now. And he's $3,400 against Martin. So Minnesota could be some nice value in that matchup as well. Going down below 3Ks and into the 2K range, I got Longway Jr., Kyle Gibson, really feeling the Giants and Spank. I don't think you need to on the slate, but if you want to, you can. LeBron Wade is 2,800, and your normal values will be down here because they just don't price them up really. Well, you got Francis Cordero, but after you actually worked, where's he at? Is Nick Prado's 2K against Hutchinson? Great matchup for Hutchinson. He can smoke Hutchinson. So Nick Prado 2K, Spencer Torpe. I'm not in love with playing Spencer Torkelson, but he is 2K versus Lynch. If you really, really have to, don't think you do, but he's down there. But Nick Prado at 2K against Hutchinson is a pretty solid value. Not a must, but a good value. Second base position for you here. Altuve versus Detmer is not too shabby, but we'll save some money at second base tonight. And we'll go down to likes like Josh Rojas potentially, but Trevor Story, who, for those regular listeners, Trevor Story versus a lefty in Coors, lock it in. Well, anyway, and Dallas Keuchel might as well make you feel like you're in freaking Coors Field. So Trevor Story at $4,800, get on the plane, do the dance, whatever you want to do. Love it. Marcus Semien at 47 is a play as well. He had a big night on Thursday. So Semien and Story, 48 and 47 respectively, both great plays without having to break the bank at second base. If you do need another play, those should be your top two plays easily. Colton Wong at 35 is great value. He's hitting very well, hitting fourth or fifth in the Milwaukee lineup. He gets Zach Davies, so him in mind if you're looking to save at position. And then below 3K, Christian Arroyo, 24 is phenomenal value for Boston. So if you still want a piece of Dallas Keuchel action and you want to fade maybe a pot to Trevor Story, Christian Arroyo at 24 has been swinging a great stick. Schlein, he probably plays first base with Keuchel on the bump. That is a really, really good spot for you. First in value at 24. That's one of the better values on the slate. Nick Gordon at $2,200. He's second base outfit eligible. There's Martin, another really, really solid value. And Gordon's been slugging like a madman. I've been all in on him for quite some time. So, like, both those value. Arroyo at 24, Gordon at 2. At least Gordon's got outfield also. So, you got some two really good values in matchups. Basically, got Jay at 62. Anytime, this is Luis Castillo. So, Nolan Arenado at 62. Good pay-up spot. Don't mind Devers versus a lefty at 58. Devers put up 20 plus last night, so that was good to see him get off the shit. Michael should keep him off the schneid tonight, so Devers at 58. Austin should be good. It was just absolute garbage. So Devers at 58 is great. Eugenio Suarez at 54 is not lucky, but still, tournament-wise, probably to start a shortstop eligible spot. If we go cheaper, though, we go down below 4K. We just drop a whole range. You got Longoria, firm versus lefty at 36 versus Gibson. Not a bad. Manuel at 31. Lauer has a little bit of legs to it. Hunter Henderson, though, this is about third base eligible, 3 first JP Sears. Really body went deep in his day. Dude, the locks of a honest god. So Gunnar Henderson at 3K is definitely a good value at the position. So this way you can get Chianti to like the spring. And the guys' world, there's a lot of you at the positions. Shortstop 40 there. You got Trey Turner at 61 if you need to, but I'd rather go Francisco Lindor 57 versus Josiah Gray. Or Corey Seager 54, great play versus Nick Pivetta. Really something you can go to. You mentioned Bobby Witt. But again, it's like the seventh shortstop on the board. Xander Bogaerts against Kyle at 51. That's chalk, but it's a great, great payup spot if you want to go there. If you need to stay below Jorge Mateo versus Sears at 38, it's a very good look. So is Bryson at 37 versus Alex Cobb. Prefer Mateo out of the two. Paul DeJong is not bad if you're stacking St. Louis, not using them as a one-off, but stacking at 35. There's a little bit to like there. Elvis Andrews, I like him if it's a better matchup, but he's $2,400. If you're stacking the White Sox, sure. Otherwise, I'd pass on to Elvis. Just say, Elvis has left the building. Use a dumb joke like that, and it's all yours. Outfield position on 13 games will have tons of options to choose from. Judges, Denver Springs, I respect not to go all in, but you can. Honestly, some of the big dogs up here have some really tricky matchups, but that's why they're big dogs. I'll start with Julio Rodriguez at 6K. Went deep again on Thursday. Dude's a monster. Just keep playing him. I love it. Charlie Marte has been on fire. He's $5,800 for Josiah Gray. He's playing an option for you as well. Tyler O'Neill, no one's going to pay 55 for him up here. Swinging a great. You got Harper at 56, Schwarber at 54. So some really good spots all the way up top here. Let's go below 5K now, as there will be many, many more. Adelis Garcia at 48. Of course, great play. But that's the matchup we want. We want that game stack. Boston will be more popular. Both teams are great plays. Hunter Renfro, if you go attack Zach Davies, we like Renfro versus lefties, but it could be a good piece of the stack that's a little different than the norm. Dylan Carlson's there at $4,300. We'll get to the other lefty we'd rather have for a lot cheaper in St. Louis shortly because they don't price them accordingly. Thank you, DraftKings. You've had plenty of time to change the price, and you have not. So there's no excuses anymore, DraftKings. Continuing down the 4K range, we've got Trey Boo-Boo, $4,100 versus Detmers. I like Detmers a lot, but we love Trey Boo-Boo versus a lefty. So keep him in mind at $4,100. Not a must, but a really good spot there because Detmers, if he's not on, just gets lit up like a Christmas tree. You got Enrique Kike Hernandez, second base outfield eligible at $3,600. Worth a look. Andrew McCutchen fading Zach Davies at $3,500. You can go Kutch. Farther down both K range, you got the likes of Austin Hayes, but Seth Brown at 31. He's someone to play there versus Dean Kramer. There he is. Lars Nootbaar is only $3,000. They still have not figured that out yet. He leads off for St. Louis, and he is full beast mode. So that is one of your – there's so much good value on this slate. Ridiculously good value. So Nootbaar at 3K, I like quite a bit. Like, this is I would say easy day to build cash, but build very friendly cash lineups on this slate. Nootbaar at 3K, love that value. Below 3K, Tony Kemp's not at $2,800. I'd rather do that if I'm stacking Oakland, but – I could see it at $20 against Kramer leading off for Oakland. Farther down here, there will be a ton. Gavin Sheets in tournament for Sonny Gray. Not looking to fade Gray a ton, but $2,300. Garrett of Arizona at $2,300 versus the lefty Lauer could be in play for you as well. I mentioned Nick Gordon at 22. Love that value. Second base outfield eligible. Yeah, Jake Cave is back. A dog from years past. He is $2,100 versus Martin. Corbin Carroll's $2,100. We'll see if he plays versus lefty, but if he does, that's a great play because he runs wild. Lane Thomas is $2,100. He's been playing great, hitting leadoff for like fourth at Washington. There's a lot of appeal there as you play. I'm probably missing some, but there's going to be a ton down here on this monster slate. Mitchell's up from Milwaukee. He's 2K. That's a lot of speed because they keep prospects. Sam Haggerty is 2K versus Plesac. That's a nice value. Stacks of Baltimore is only 2K. That's a nice value. Sears, there's tons of them as you slide down. 13 games slate, there'll be a bunch, but like Bubba Thomas 2K. You want that matchup against Pivetta. That's a really good spot as well. So there's a lot. Corey Dickerson's been straight fire. He's 2K. Like I've been doing a lot of Corey Dickerson Nootbaar combos to get some St. Louis exposure because they're both cheap. Then you can easily afford your Goldies and your Arenados. Dickerson 2K is a phenomenal price point. He's been dirt cheap. He'll be coming out of my waiver wire article on Saturday morning, I believe. So, he's going to be a good one as well. So Drew Waters is in here. Probably not a must, but he's only 2K versus Hutchinson. Like I just keep scrolling, and there's so much value down here. So just check lineups, see where they're at, see how they fit your stacks. There'll be lots and lots of ways to go about it, and you can pay up for pitching. So let's recap that pitching. You got Alcantara at 10-3, tournament only for me because it is a tough matchup versus Atlanta, but a great tournament play. Castillo, Morton, Montgomery wrap out the 9K range. Rank them Montgomery, Morton, Castillo, all really good. In the 8Ks, Lance McCullough, no cash, but definitely turn him upside. If he just doesn't walk, guys, we're good. David Peters, $5,300. Like him a lot. This one, don't mind, great either at 81. In the 7K range, you could go Pivetta if you want, just for strike upside. Otherwise, stay far away. Then Jeffrey Springs at 73 is not bad either. But there's the values. I don't think you need to punt on the slate. If you're looking at stacks, Baltimore is a very intriguing stack for Shapey. Sears is pitching to a contact. Baltimore will stay hot in that matchup. Mind a few Oakland bats versus Kramer. But you need to get too cute on the slate. Seattle versus Plesac. I love that Plesac. Again, 13-game slate, there's much better spots. Seattle, don't like just completely cross them off the list. Texas, Boston, that's my game stack. Boston versus Keuchel. Anybody versus Keuchel, sign me the F up. So give me some Boston, but against Keuchel. But don't sleep on Texas versus Pivetta. That can be different in the stack. Remember that Christian Arroyo price tag. It sucks. You can't get Trevor Story, but Arroyo for $2,400 is super, super nice. You got Case Hutchinson, and you got Detroit versus Leafs. There could be a nice one-off tournament plays in that matchup for sure. Don't mind Minnesota versus Martin. That's got some appeal. St. Louis versus Samson's outstanding. We talked about Newbar and Dickerson value already. That is beautiful. So keep them under radar. You got Milwaukee versus Zach Davies. That's kind of interesting, I'll be honest. It's a little bit of appeal as well. So lots of great stuff. But as usual, give us some Boston. Give us some goods there. Star Platinum. What happened with Toby and Bloom this week? We had scheduling issues. Life was tough this week. We had with kids and everything else going on. We'll be back next week for you. It was kind of a kickoff, unfortunately. We will be back. Star Platinum. Sorry about that. But thanks, everybody. It's been a fun one, fun week. 13 games for you on a Friday. 3-day holiday weekend. Lots of great college football coming up with your baseball. So just have fun with that. Have any questions? I want to be Deantric. Great review. That'd be great as well. And I won't be back for Monday's show. I'll be out of town, so no Sunday recording for Monday. I'll be back with you guys for Tuesday, though. Enjoy your weekend. Have some fun. Share the podcast. Make some friends. Enjoy it all. Be safe out there. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 2nd edition.